Bin lacrosse grows a crop just about everyone enjoys. However, it's a crop that is difficult to harvest and one that needs special conditions to grow. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoop Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoopparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only agriculture liquid fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoop Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-800-627-6137 to speak with someone at Shoop who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit www.shoopparts.com. That's Shoop, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
It wouldn't seem to be a great place to grow fruit.
Generally, we get about 125 to 175 inches of snow a year.
Ben LaCrosse is speaking of his farm that produces cherries, apples, and plums in northern Michigan.
Our proximity to Lake Michigan, which makes our winters a little warmer and our summers a little cooler, help us grow high-quality fruit. Our sandy soils and our slopy ground allow the frost to drain, and we plant on the top sides of the hills, and we can grow real high-quality fruit in northern Michigan.
Cherries are the main crop, 700 acres, in fact.
Two different varieties, tart cherries, which traditionally go into pies, and sweet cherries, which become maraschino cherries to be used on ice cream sundaes and fruit cocktail and in fruitcakes.
Although technology does help with fruit harvest, it is a labor-intensive crop.
All of our cherries are mechanically harvested. We shake them. We use a crew of about 15 people. We have a group of Mexican migrants who have worked for us for the past 15 years. They work for us from May 1st through September 1st, and then they go down and run a cotton gin in southern Georgia.
Availability and affordability of labor is a key component in growing fruit here. It's just one of the challenges, though. Americans' diets are changing. And next time, LaCrosse will share what the cherry industry is doing to influence us to eat more of the bountiful crop. As we travel the countryside in Traverse City, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.